Hi, I'm Gilbert. I'm one of the pastors at Victory, and I'm the president of Every Nation Philippines. We're committed to plant churches, reach campuses, and bring the gospel to the nations. I hope this message inspires you to honor God and make disciples.
It's a joy to be here. Can we all stand as we read the Word of God this afternoon? We're on our second week on our series entitled Set Apart. Genesis chapter 3, starting with verse 1, says, "Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, 'Did God actually say, you shall not eat of any tree in the garden?' And the woman said to the serpent, 'We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden, but God said, you shall not eat of the fruit of the tree that is in the midst of the garden, neither shall you touch it, lest you die.' But the serpent said to the woman, 'You will not surely die, for God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil.' So when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, then it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths." Lord, we pray today, Lord God, that you would continue to change us, Lord God. Lord, transform our hearts, Lord. Lord, you breathed your life upon us. You set your image in us. So we pray, Lord God, that in the days, months, years to come, that you would continually form our lives into your image, that we might be image bearers of yours anywhere you send us. Lord, we pray, Lord God, that you would continue to change our hearts from a heart of stone to a heart of flesh, responsive to you, longing for you, and pursuing you with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for drawing us to you, bringing us into reconciliation with you. May we enjoy that relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Take your seat. I remember a conversation with a friend decades ago. And I'll never forget this conversation, because I was really surprised with, in a sense, the perspective of what he was sharing. This friend of mine was telling me at that time that somebody had blessed him with a trip outside the country. And this trip, with this blessing, involved free airfare, free accommodations, and a few of the meals already paid. And yet, this friend of mine was telling me that he was, I was surprised, because he was a bit, complaining. Because he said, at that time, he wasn't very financially stable at that time. He said, parang sinabi niya, sayang kasi mapapagastos pa ako. Kasi, kailangan ko magdala ng sariling pera ko. Kasi hindi nga bayad lahat. And that was a shock for me. Ito na nga, sinagot na ni Lord yung prayer mo. You wanted to go here. God answered it. Hindi lang nga nag-work out the way you wanted. But I was so surprised with the perspective of ungratefulness rather than the perspective of giving thanks. And that the perspective of realizing that if God already provided for you this much, There's no reason why God can't provide the rest if we're willing to be grateful and live by faith and trust God for the rest. Sure, it did cost him more. Yet God was doing something else. And it was really shocking for me for the ungratefulness. I wonder how many times we face the same issues in life, where the challenge or the problem we're facing is so huge that we get blinded to the many things that God is doing around us, and all that's in front of us is the problem we're facing. And we miss the many things that God had provided for us. See, friends, I realized that the problem that we face is not necessarily, or I would say, mostly non-circumstantial. In other words, it's not the circumstances that causes the problem. The problem and the issues we face in life really come from here. This is the battleground, in a sense, that God is working and transforming us and trying to change us as we live life here on earth. We will see this more as we go on with the narrative and the text that we're looking at. But before we get to Genesis chapter 3, let's look at a few things, because the context of Genesis chapter 3 starts with Genesis chapter 1 and chapter 2. So Genesis chapter 1, the Bible says that in the beginning there was nothing except darkness and chaos. So here you are, God is the only being in the world, and there's nothing but darkness and chaos. Then all of a sudden, God says, "Let there be light." And the Bible says, light came to be. And then God declares other things. Let there be a separation with the sky and the land. Let there be a separation with the land and the sea. And God begins to declare many things, and everything just came into being. I don't know if you realize, but I'm very grateful God chose from the very beginning the way to communicate with us is through words. If you read it in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1, it says that the earth or the world was framed by the words of God. That's why the word of God is very important, because God chose to communicate to us through words. So if you want to know who God is, if you want to find out more of God, you got to go back to the word of God. The word of God is so powerful that God spoke in the word, and the world was framed. And God said it was good from the very beginning. I don't know, but I realize that the word of God, the fruit of the word of God, is always good. You may not agree with it. You may not like it. You may struggle with it. But be guaranteed of this, that when it's God's word, the fruit is always good. Genesis chapter 2. God created man and woman. Man was in everything God spoke. Then all of a sudden in Genesis chapter 2, it explains the creation of man. God got the earth. Then he breathed life into it, into man, and man became a living being. Man was created in the image of God. Of all the creation in the world, there's only one creation that bore or was given the image of God. And it's not to say that man is the highest and man should rule and everything should serve man. It's not that at all. But it starts from the very beginning that there's a reason why God put his image in us. Right from the very beginning, the purpose of man and the value of man was established. That's why man is valuable not because of what he can do, but because God put his image in man. Any death is a sad story because God's image is carried by any person and every person. God created man with a purpose and value. God was very clear with the reason and the value of his creation. Friends, we were created with nothing to prove, but a destiny to fulfill. Some of our problems, or many of our problems today, is because we live life trying to prove who we are. When in reality, God did not create you to prove anything except his goodness and his grace. And instead, God places purpose. You have a purpose to fulfill and a destiny to fulfill, nothing to prove. But man lives this life trying to prove how good he is, how skilled he is, how much more gifted he is, how much more powerful he is, and we get into trouble because we try to be better than each other. We don't have to be better than the one next to us. We have to be the best God called us to be. I hope we don't live life trying to prove to anyone I'm better than any of you, but I hope we live life giving everything to be the best God created us to be. Because God created man with a purpose and a destiny. A life with nothing to prove except to fulfill a destiny and a purpose from God. Notice as well that before God placed man in the garden, God provided everything that man needed. Bago niya nilagay yung tao sa garden, bago niya binigyan ng trabaho ang tao, binigyan niya muna ng lahat ng pangangailangan. Work was never an issue of provision. Work is an issue of purpose. You don't have to wake up every morning trying to make things happen for your life, but you can wake up in the morning every day in your life and saying, Lord, I thank you for another day to walk out your purpose and to fulfill your purpose in my life. Now, please don't get me wrong. I know the scripture says, you don't work, you don't eat. But the beginning of it all was it was about purpose rather than provision. So friends, the reality is this. Whatever God gives you to work on, his provision comes with it. So your work does not decide your provision. It is God who decides your provision. You notice that before man ever realized he needed a woman, God already provided. It was God who said, it is not good for man to be alone. I will make a helper. And the word helper there doesn't mean utusan. In fact, the word helper there, to a certain degree, implies a savior. Man was set apart by God because man was created with a different, supposedly with a different life, a different path, and a different purpose. He was set apart, made holy by God from the very beginning. We have our series entitled Set Apart. It's a biblical view on holiness because holiness doesn't just mean a certain standard of living. Holiness means, a major part of holiness means being set apart. Tinabi ka. Why? Because God has a purpose for you. How many of you, especially the wives, have this at home? You have special plates. You have special utensils. You have special glasses. Pag special occasions, lumalabas lahat yun. May tinabi ka. Tinabi mo yon dahil hindi, dahil not because na wala siyang kwenta. Tinabi mo yon dahil ayaw, hindi dahil ayaw mo gamitin. Tinabi mo yon because there's a special place and a special use for that. You were set apart by God and set apart for God, not to hide you and keep you away from everyone, but to create within you a special path and purpose. And our prayer is this, that all of you discover that path and purpose that God has for you. In other words, wala namang word na ganito, pero let me just say this. This is the best test start you can ever have. And God set it up for man. Genesis chapter 3, we jump into our text. Says the serpent was more crafty than any beast God has made. In other words, the serpent was more shrewd. He was a crafty tempter. The serpent had a conversation with woman and with man. Now let's take a look at what happens in this conversation. The first thing I want to show us is that happened in this conversation is this. The enemy twisted the word of God. The enemy twisted the word of God. Verse 1. Now the serpent was more crafty than any other beast of the field that the Lord God had made. He said to the woman, "Did God actually say, 'You shall not eat of any tree in the garden'?" And the woman said to the serpent, "We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. But God said, 'You shall not eat of the fruit of the tree in the midst of the garden. Neither shall you touch it, lest you die.'" You notice the deceit of the serpent. He starts from the perspective na kulang ang binigay ni Lord sa'yo. You notice that? What God said to the woman and the man was, "I have given you everything. Everything you need is here. It's all yours. You can use it, you can eat it, you can have all of it. Except this one in this garden." Ang serpent baliktad, binago niya. Ano sinabi niya? Sabi ba ni Lord, walang pwede? And then the woman corrects it, but she adds something to it. Sabi niya, hindi. Sabi ni Lord, pwede lahat, ito lang. Huwag mo kainin to. Huwag mo hawakan. Tanong, sinabi ba ni Lord yon? The enemy twists the word of God. Friends, let me encourage you with this. I pray that all of us get to know the word of God. Why? Because the enemy knows it. Alam mo, minsan malungkot, mas alam pa ng kaaway ang word ni Lord kaysa mga anak ni Lord. The enemy twists the word of God. The word of God is power. The word of God is the truth. The evil one throws you a question coming from deceit. How does this look like? The word of God says, God heals. Sasabihin ng demonyo sa'yo, bakit niya sasabihin? Kasi demonyo talaga siya. Ahas, kasi pag tumigil siya sa pang-demonyo, hindi na siya demonyo, di ba? Trabaho niya to eh. God's word says, God heals. Sasabihin niya sa'yo, kung God heals, bakit yung tito mo? Bakit yung kaibigan mo? God provides. Ba't ka naghihirap? Ba't siya naghihirap? but may mga ano ganito? Now let me ask you this question. Is that the word of God or not? Hello? Friends, we will have to come to a place where we have to decide, will I stand on the word of God or will I stand at the questions about the word of God? If I stand in the word of God, then I have hope for the future. If I stand on the questions of the word of God, guess what? I end up there. The enemy twists the words of God. God redeems. God transforms. Huh? But si ano matigas pa rin ang ulo? Parang gusto ko sabihin, eh ikaw matigas, malambot na ba ulo mo? You, friends, we will have a choice. We will have to make a choice. Will we go back to the Word? Will we stand on the Word of God? You know, I used to be so pressured. I used to be so afraid to talk to atheists. Because ang dami nilang tanong. Wala akong sagot. You know what I realized? Wala rin silang sagot. Kaya nga puro tanong. Kasi kung may sagot sila, di tapos na dapat to. So na-realize ko pag tinanong nila, kung may Diyos, bakit ganito? Bakit nga? Wala rin silang masagot. So let me ask you this question. Will you build your life according to questions you have no answers to? Or will you build your life according to the Word of God? And I realized this. Friends, this brain cannot, will not understand everything about God. But this brain, together with this heart, can put faith in God. Somebody said, get the principles because the principles are timeless. So when you go to the Bible, get the principles from the Bible because those are timeless. And I agree with that. That's a good thing. The principles are timeless. But I don't know if you realize that the Word of God is also timeless. Pero ito yung difference. The Word of God is timeless and the Word of God has timing. Why? Because God has a purpose. Diba? When you have a purpose, it sets the timing. Meron ba dito nagbigay lang surprise birthday party tapos umpisa pa lang sinabi mo na? Uy, Christian birthday mo, Pastor Christian, may surprise birthday party kami para sa iyo. Pabayaan mo, wag mong patinin. Basta may surprise party. Meron bang ganon? Di ba tinatago nyo? Pag sinabi, ano gagawin natin sa araw niya? Wala. Bakit? Kasi may purpose ka. Dadating ang panahon na malalaman. The Word of God is timeless, but the Word of God has timing. Dito tayo hirap, kasi gusto natin timing ngayon na. Kaso hindi tayo Lord eh. Sinong Lord? Diba? Alam nga naman sabihin mo sa boss mo, gusto ko, from this day on, ikaw boss, pero ako magdidesisyon ng lahat. So let me encourage you with this, friends. Focus on the Word. Fill your hearts and minds with the Word of God. Sometimes, or many times in this world, we have religious quotes. Nakala ng mga Kristiyano galing sa Bible. Pero wala sa Bible eh. Hindi man lungkot nun. Sabihin niya, God works in mysterious ways. You know, there are things that God does we will never see. But there are clear things that God wants to do. And that God does. It's all in the scripture. Sabi nila, the love of money is the root of all, money is the root of all evil. No, it's not money. It's the love of money that's the root of all evil. So what does that mean? That means you can have a lot of money and don't love it and there's no problem. But even if you don't have money but your love is money, you have a big problem. Because money or the love of money is the root of all evil. Ito, favorite. God helps those who help themselves. Saan sa Bible yan? The Bible says, or the Bible teaches, God helps those who ask for help. Pag nakarinig ka ng tao, help, 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 ano reaction mo? Ay, hindi niya kailangan ng tulong. So when is the best time to call on God? When you need help. Or anytime when you need help, when you don't need help, when you're good, when you're not good, it's the best time to go to God. Secondly, the enemy twists the character of God. Ito sabi ng serpent to the woman, you will surely not die. For God knows that when you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you'll be like God, knowing good and evil. Parang sinasabi niya sa woman, may tinatago si Lord sa iyo, ayaw niyang malaman mo. Kasi hindi ka pa worthy. God is withholding everything, many things from you kasi kailangan you have to earn it. Imagine, everything you will ever need is already there. So may tinatago si Lord. Just like my friend. Ang hindi niya nakita yung ginagawa ni Lord, ang nakita niya yung kulang. The funny thing is this. He tells them, when you eat of this, you will be like God. And they were already created in the image of God. In other words, they were already like God. In fact, they're the only ones that carried the image of God. They're the only ones who got the breath of God. And yet the enemy will keep twisting the character of God. The enemy keeps accusing God. God wants you to suffer. God wants to teach you a lesson. You know what? God is an amazing God. So amazing that whatever you face in life, God can surely teach you a lesson. But God doesn't create pain, or God doesn't cause the pain to teach you a lesson. Parang tatay yan eh. Di ba? Nung maliit pa yung eldest namin, mahilig ako magkape. So parating may mainit na cup. Sinasabi ko sa anak ko, don't touch hot. Di ba? Anak, what? Hot. Eh, inaabot niya. Di ba? Pag naabot niya, napasigaw siya kasi mainit. As a good father, I will use that opportunity to teach him a lesson. But I will not get his hand and watch him scream, ha! Now you know. Ano tawag dyan? child abuse. That's why, friends, it is so important and it is such a blessing to get to know God. The ultimate need is for us to get to know God. So I know sometimes it's so much easier. Bigyan mo na lang ako ng listahan ano ang gagawin ko, paano ako But friends, how many of you will like a relationship that all you have is a list of what you need to do and what you can't do? So let me encourage you, get to know God. Lastly, ito talaga yung problema. The enemy scratched the real issue. Verse 6, so when the woman saw the tree was good for food, and it was a delight to the eyes, and that the tree was to be desired to make one wise, she took of its fruit and ate, and she also gave some to her husband who was with her, and he ate. I wonder ilang araw niya tinitingnan-tingnan yung mga prutas na yan. Sabi ni Lord, lahat pwede. Makain siya nito, makain siya na, pero ganda talaga niyan eh. I wonder, ano amoy niyan? I wonder, pag hiniwa mo, anong lasa niyan? And then when the serpent said, she was just looking for an excuse. She saw what she wanted. She heard what she wanted. In a sense, she broke trust. Lord, I don't want to trust you because feeling ko may tinatago ka. Sa tingin ko, mas masarap yun. I don't want you to be Lord. I want to be Lord. People are ready to have religion as long as they're in charge, not God. And religion is very convenient because all I have to do is give, 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 do, 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 and I can do what I want. Nagbibigay naman ako dyan, tumutulong naman ako dito. But I am the captain of my own ship. The problem is not around. The problem was really here. Holiness was lost because it was man who rejected them being set apart by God. And think about this. Man created the problem, God brought the solution. What kind of God do we serve that we created the problem? Yet he solves it for us. Verse 7. Then the eyes of both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together and made themselves loincloths. The result of what they thought was going to happen wasn't what happened. They lost innocence. Trust was broken. And think about this. Shame and fear took over. So much so that today, shame, this sense of shame, this fear of shame dominates many of us. Ay, nakakahiya yan. Mambira ka. Huwag mo gawin yan. Nakakahiya ka. Now please, I'm not saying dapat kapal mukha tayo lahat. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that shame is so powerful, it actually dominates us. So much so, we end up doing things we're not supposed to do because of the shame that we feel comes with our situation. So they realize their problem. So they had a brilliant innovation. Anong ginawa nila? They got fig leaves and loincloths and kahit sila, tinakpan nila sarili na because they realized they were naked. They're embarrassed. They covered themselves. But the interesting thing is their solution did not work. Why? Verse 8, and they heard the sound of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And the man and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord among the trees of the garden. But the Lord God called to the man and said to him, where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of you in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked. I hid myself. Fear and shame. May solution na sila, hindi pa rin nawala ang fear and shame. How many of you have been in that place? Where you tried everything to fix everything, to fix your name, to put up an honorable stand, yet the shame is still behind you and it haunts you. Friends, only God can set you free from shame. Nothing to prove. A life that doesn't have to prove anything, but a life that walks a purpose. Then the man, where are you? And he said, I heard the sound of your nakedness and that you were naked. Have you eaten the tree of which I commanded you not to eat? The man said, the woman, eto na, yung babae, nung wala siya, wala akong problema. Di ko alam, ba't mo binigay yan? Ever heard that before? Nung wala siya, wala akong problema, dumating na siya, grabe na problema ko. You know, somebody told me this, people do not create problems, people reveal problems. Tapos sabi ng woman, di tinuro siya. Sabi ng babae, yung ahas ng ahas talaga yan. The blame game. And yes, guess what? The blame game is still real today. Let me just tell you this. Think about this. Friends, God does not forgive excuses. God forgives sin. Until we get to a place where we take responsibility for our sin, then we can repent and be forgiven by God. But if all we have is excuses, we may never experience the forgiveness of God. I wonder what this would have been like if when God confronted them, they just broke down, got on their knees. Lord, we disobeyed you. We ate of the fruit. Please forgive us. You know, one time a friend of mine who's an atheist was posting things on social media. Hindi ko naman pinapansin para madalas pinapabayaan ko lang yan. But this time, I felt like I needed to answer this particular friend. I don't engage with anybody else. And he was saying, if there is a God, why this and why this? People who believe in God. Blah, blah, blah. Then my answer was very simple. After man refuses to believe in God and decides things for himself, now he'll blame God for the results of his own decisions. Hindi ko nga alam, hindi ko maintindihan minsan yung mga atheists. They keep blaming someone they don't believe in. Kala ko ba you don't believe in God? Bakit si God parati may sala? Parang, di ba? If you don't believe in God, di kasalanan mo, hindi kay God. The way to discovering holiness in our life again is to take responsibility for our sin so that we may repent and get restored by God. Friends, when God deals with sin in our life, it's not to punish us. Repentance is not punishment. Repentance is a gift. Because it gives us a way out of sin. Verse 15. First time in the scripture that a prophecy about a coming Messiah is declared. That the coming Savior, God's plan for redemption, is mentioned in the scripture. Genesis chapter 1, verse 15. And the Lord God made for us. Verse 15. I will put enmity between you and the woman, and between your offspring and her offspring. He shall bruise your head, and you shall bruise his heel. The declaration of the seed of a virgin crushing and totally destroying Satan. Not the woman, but the seed of the woman, the Messiah. Man created the problem. God provided the solution. In verse 21, and the Lord God made for Adam and his wife garments of skins and clothed them. You notice someone had to be sacrificed. Blood had to be shed. And the sacrifice was the cover. God had to kill an animal, shed its blood, remove its skin, and covered man. Until the coming of Jesus, where his blood was shed, not just for the covering of our sin, but for the removal of every sin in our life. That's why he's called the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world. Trust is restored. Innocence is restored. Holiness is restored. And we can once again be set apart to fulfill the purpose of God in our lives. Only in Christ can trust be restored. The question here now is this: will you trust God? Or would you rather do things on your own? To every problem that we face in the world, we can find solutions and create solutions. And they may be good solutions or they may be the worst solutions. Kahit papano, may magagawa tayo. There's only one problem that we face that is impossible for us to solve. And it is the problem of sin. And only Christ can save us from the impossibility of sin in our life through his passion, death, and resurrection. Will you trust God? Can we just pray right now? Lord, I thank you, Lord God, for everyone here, Lord God. Thank you, Lord, that we don't have to live a life trying to prove anything to anyone, Lord God. Lord, we have a life to fulfill, a destiny to walk into, and a purpose to follow for the rest of our lives. Thank you, Lord God, that through you, our problem of sin is dealt with.
Thank you for joining us. You can visit victory.org.ph to find a church, join a Victory group, and give online. Thank you for partnering with us, discipling the city, the nation, and the world through your generosity. For more messages like this, you can subscribe to this podcast through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you listen to podcasts.